Commission reports, but before we do that, I would like to congratulate Commissioner Colton and Commissioner Aldridge for getting through yesterday, and hopefully that Commissioner Logan and Commissioner Byworth will get through the day sometime. So congratulations, guys. And we will start with Commissioner Colton's report.
Thank you, Acting Chair. Not really much to report. As you can imagine, my time the last bit has been spent regarding confirmation. Appreciate the support that I received from everyone out there. And I take that seriously, that you would, those that put forth effort on my behalf, have that confidence in me, and I'll try my very best not to disappoint. And likewise, I'm very hopeful that the Senate will see the qualifications of Commissioner Brower and Commissioner Byworth and fill this panel so that we can do some good work over these next few years. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Colton. Commissioner Brower.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, I didn't have too much to add other than I was getting ready for the hearings the last couple of weeks as well. Other than just the fact of how fast things can change, I left Scobie yesterday afternoon hearing that we had been cleared out of committee, and I was thinking and planning for the next 4 years and arrived in Helena to find out that it was not guaranteed. So regardless of whatever happens, I just really want to say grateful for the Governor Bullock to put some trust in me for serving on here. Grateful for the public individuals who I've met throughout this process and the passion you have to be involved. It's rewarding to see. Additionally, the department, the people I've met within the department, just quality relationships built. So I'm very thankful for that. And most of all, the gentlemen on this commission, it's been really great working with you at all as well. So hope there's another 4 years, but if not, it's been a great time. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Brower, and I also hope there's another 4 years for you. And I told Pat this morning that I'm probably going to screw his name up, but our newest commissioner, Pat Byworth, and welcome aboard.
Chairman, it's an honor to be here. I consider this one of my highest aspirations because I treasure Montana's wildlife and fisheries, and I think working on this commission with this FWP staff and the sportsmen and women of Montana is a high honor. We'll see if I'm the shortest sitting commissioner later in the day, but until then, I'm excited to get to work. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Commissioner Byworth. Commissioner Aldridge.
I, too, am thankful for the support I've had from people and from the many opportunities I've had to meet and greet a lot of people and have good conversations with them. It's been a great 2 years, and certainly looking forward to the next two. So with that, I just say that my schedule for the last couple of months has been pretty busy with a couple of meetings with the Madison River Negotiated Rulemaking Group, working on a recreation management plan for that Madison River. Had a great meeting in Ennis and another meeting in Bozeman, so there's had about 4 days there, and again, a bunch of good people and a lot of good public input there. I also was able to attend the hearing on the West Fork plan amendment, and that was an excellent meeting down in Hamilton. Good attendance, I thought, and some very good comments from a lot of people, so that was a good session. I also was able to attend the final meeting of the, at least it was the second final meeting, I think, of the Trapper Advisory Committee. But anyway, that was a very interesting meeting. A lot of good people there. A lot of good ideas floated around. So I'm looking forward to see what that committee comes forth with, you know, in the future here. Other than that, I just would say that I had got my aerobic exercise over the last couple of months with a snow shovel in my hand, you know, and I'm very welcoming the spring season that seems to be appearing. So.
Thank you, Commissioner Aldridge. I'm sitting here today, as Commissioner Colton said, as the acting chair. Dan retired, and he's going to be sorely missed by me and I think by everyone in the community and in the state of Montana. He did an excellent job for us for 12 years, and I believe he was chair for 6 years. So when we get through with all the confirmation hearings, then the governor will appoint a new chair for this position. So in my report, I did attend a CWD meeting in March in Havre. Region 6 staff, I thought, did an excellent job explaining it to the people that showed up. One of the interesting facts that I found out of the meeting was we've always been told that bucks carry CWD more than does. And of the positive tests up in Region 6, 95% of them were bucks. So you can see right there at how much higher the risk is for the bucks. I also attended a block management dinner. There was a good attendance there in Havre. And again, I thought the Region 6 staff did an excellent job of presenting information about the department, about what was going on in Region 6 and moving forward. I also attended a Upper Missouri River Reservoir Management Plan annual update down here in Helena. I can't remember, I think it was last week. And I thought Adam did a very good job of explaining where we were at and how we were moving forward and what the proposals may look like moving forward. He stayed away from the proposals, mostly just explaining where we're at and with the information we have. Of course, I came to these gentlemen's confirmation hearings, and I thought they did very well there. Another interesting thing, I had a conversation with a longtime hunter, archer, and I was very happy in this discussion. His first question of me was, how can we as sportsmen self-police ourselves? He said he understands that a lot of the problems out there are caused by the unethical hunters, and it's affecting the ethical hunters. And somehow those individuals need to work with the landowners to turn in those individuals that are not following the rules. I told him to get a hold of the game wardens, visit with them, and to find out that we also have Tipmont, and to move forward with from there. With that, that concludes my report. Director Williams.